When our stress levels go up, our magnesium is pushed out through our urine. And so as what happens, magnesium and calcium need to work together. And instead of creating a magnesium-rich environment, we're in a calcium-dominant environment. And that right there kicks us into fight or flight. And when we're in fight or flight, we're not healing. We do not heal in fight or flight.
Welcome to the Balance Wellness Solutions Podcast with pharmacist Dr. Courtney Sanfelice, where we will discuss all things related to health and wellness, getting to the root cause of health issues, and learning how to create a balance to obtain all of your wellness goals. Hot topics including CBD, gut health, nutrition, immune boosters, Ayurvedic health, women's health, essential supplements, and so many more. Here's your host, Courtney Sanfelice.
Welcome, everyone. Dr. Courtney Sanfelice here today with Kristen Bowen. It took a complete health crash to lead Kristen to create Living the Good Life Naturally in 2002. Autoimmune issues and a series of failed surgeries left Kristen bedridden and depressed with daily seizures. Through research and looking for outside-the-box solutions, she discovered that to regain her health, she needed to build a strong foundation. That foundation included food as medicine and the number one building block for optimal health, magnesium. She discovered that oral magnesium was not effective and began using liquid magnesium in a foot soak, finding that the body could utilize it more efficiently. As Kristen's health improved, she began to research and create natural bath and body products for herself, family, and friends with skin sensitivities. She began sharing her knowledge as she researched and found clean sources of whole food supplements and minerals. She never intended to start a business, but friends offered to pay her for her products and advice. Living the Good Life Naturally was created. Welcome, 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 Kristen. How are you today?
I am so good. So good. Thank you for asking.
I am so excited to have you on today. I am so excited to learn more about topical magnesium. As a pharmacist and functional medicine practitioner, I know of all of the good things that magnesium can do and is basically essential for so many different functions in our body. So I am so excited to learn from you today. So welcome.
Thank you. I think in 2022, when this is being recorded, I think we understand as a society more than ever how important our vitamin D levels are. And magnesium is so connected to that vitamin D level, to take it from stored vitamin D into active vitamin D. And so I love talking magnesium. So let's bring it on.
I love it. So talk to me, tell me about your health journey. So that's some pretty heavy stuff you had going on there. What happened and what led you to magnesium? How did you even discover that this is what your body needed?
So the surgery basically is what happened is I went in after the birth of a baby. I couldn't run. I was leaking urine. And I've always been wired with depression. And that running was a very important part of keeping my mood up, keeping those neurotransmitters really working. And so I talked to my sisters and they're like, oh, you need a bladder tie-up. Call your OBGYN. So I went in, oh, you need a bladder tie-up. I'm like, oh, thank you, sisters. They did the bladder tie-up and on the table, my heart stopped and I coded several times and they couldn't figure out why, what was happening. And then when I got off the table, I kept coding and I couldn't keep my potassium levels up and I couldn't keep my oxygen levels up. And I was someone who had celiac disease, wired with depression, but other than that was in great health. I shouldn't have had that problem. And so for 3.5 years, I was a mess and I ended up about 70, mid 70s weight wise, in a wheelchair, having seizures, a little bar that held my head up, TPN, total perinatal nutrition. I couldn't eat anything. I couldn't drink anything. And nobody could figure out why. My husband finally took a leave of absence because we had young children at that time in our home. And he needed to take care of me and get me to doctors. And so I became his full-time job. And it was so incredibly stressful for my family. I was actually at that point protected from the stress. A good day for me was my eyes opening. And so I didn't realize all the chaos that my family was going through, but they were. And it was through a physician's assistant who was willing to think outside of the box and was willing to do some research that we put that puzzle piece together. And as what had happened was two things. I went in with autoimmune celiac sprue. I avoid gluten. And they put titanium in me. And now we know, Western medicine knows now, there's a small percentage of people that have an allergic reaction to the titanium. And on top of that, the cadaver graft that held the bladder, at that time, they put it in with two little titanium screws, and then they put the bladder in it to hold it up to stop the leakage. It had mold on it. It was bought off market. And so you put the combination of the autoimmune, the mold from an off-market cadaver graft purchase, and the allergic reaction to the titanium, and it was just chaos. It was just shut down of my body. But I have to say, looking back, it was the best thing that ever happened to me. Not that I want to live that again. And my heart aches as a mother for those holes that my children experienced and the chaos that they experienced. But it opened the door to me really owning accountability and taking the responsibility to become the CEO of my own health, where before I would go to a doctor and lay it on them. And I don't feel good, you know, come on, without going, oh, I drink Diet Coke all day and I don't get enough sleep and I'm not hydrated. So it really was this pivotal turning point for me.
That's so amazing. That's so inspiring. I mean, first of all, my mind is just blown that like any of that can happen in healthcare, but we see things like this all of the time, not to this severity where, I mean, you're literally, I mean, skin and bones in a wheelchair, you can't care for your children. I can't even imagine that the pain physically and mentally that you felt from that. So you went to this physician's assistant who started to research. How did you discover magnesium? How did this come to be?
I had a friend who was really like, I grew up in a family, my dad's a doctor. So I grew up in a very Western oriented family. You went to the doctor when something was wrong. And she was one of what my family would have referred to her as those people who went to the health food store. She went to the health food store and she bought things. And so she said, Kristen, your family is so stressed out. This is after. So the surgery had been done. We took the titanium out. And yes, the seizure stopped, but I was a wreck. I mean, I was just a wreck and still on the couch most of the time. And so she came over and she said, I've learned about magnesium and it really helps when there's lots of stress and your little family looks like you've just been through the ringer. And I said, oh, I can't take pills. I had such digestion issues still. And I said, I can't take pills. I've weaned off the TPN, but I just not going there. And she said, no, you soak in it. And I was like, oh, okay, it's kind of weird. I'll soak in it. For me, the first time I soaked, I felt the difference. Magnesium is the chill pill mineral. It's the relaxer mineral. And my cortisol was through the roof. And I felt the relaxation happening in my body. And I wanted more. And so immediately I wanted my husband soaking in it and my kids soaking in it and my, you know, people that I loved, like, oh my gosh, you've got to soak in this. You've got to soak in this. And we used it and it made such a difference. It made a difference in my immune issues because it helped me balance out my vitamin D levels, my stored and my active. And so it made a huge difference there. It made a difference in my arthritis. It made a difference with my husband's pancreas and blood sugar. We just fell in love with it. And then it quit working. We're like, what's happening? And I'm really grateful for the company because they were up front and they said, we water it down. We need a higher profit margin. And it made me angry. And it was almost like all the anger from doctors not listening to me, looking at me like, oh, this crazy woman with all these weird symptoms, you know, just doctor to doctor, from Stanford to Mayo, all the financial mess, all of that anger just welled up inside me that I wasn't in control of something that had helped the situation. Because by this point, I'm starting to recognize, oh, my kids have not really had parenting for 3.5 years. We've lived in survival mode. And that was heartbreaking. And so I went to my husband and said, there has got to be other people like me who want a product that makes a difference and they're willing to pay for it. Can we buy it ourselves so that we know it's not being watered down? And so we did, and we took a leap, and he looked at me though like I was crazy, because we financially were still not in a good place. After you lose everything, it takes a while to build back up. And I asked him to take it out of our 401k. And so we took it out of our 401k, and we bought our first 2B container of magnesium. And there are other people out there who want products that work, that make a difference. And I didn't realize it at the time, but that's when Living the Good Life Naturally was born. And I kind of laugh every time my payroll comes around, because I'm like, oh, I have this company and it's called Living the Good Life Naturally. And it literally was created from my desire to get those products that I wanted for my family.
That's absolutely amazing. So in your experience with topical magnesium, like, as a pharmacist, as a functional medicine practitioner, I constantly recommend, like, that's on my, if I had to pick like 5 supplements for somebody, I would pick magnesium, because vitamin D is very important too, but vitamin D can't do its thing without magnesium. So what would be the benefits of people taking topical versus oral if they can swallow a pill and it would just be easier for them or faster for them rather than doing this? So obviously the whole process sounds very relaxing, just to, you know, just to soak and soothe your body. But the difference between the two, how in your experience with it, does it help more topically than orally?
So one of the things that I learned in that crash was I had a lot of broken patterns. And one of my broken patterns that got me as not feeling well was I chased symptoms. I'd chase my hormone symptoms. I'd chase my thyroid symptoms. I'd chase my autoimmune symptoms. I'd chase my arthritis symptoms. And I realized that, and I shift my thinking to, I build a strong foundation. So that oral pill of magnesium cannot get most people to cell saturation. You would have to take so much synthetic magnesium in pill form, you would have constant diarrhea to stay at cell saturation. Soaking in magnesium can get you to cell saturation, bypass your digestion so that you don't have to have diarrhea from taking so much magnesium, because I don't just want to activate my vitamin D. I don't just want to relax a muscle. I want magnesium around every cell. 6.3 on a red blood cell test is cell saturation, 6.3 or above. So there's a great test to do. Now, we don't want to look at serum, because it's so important for magnesium to be present in your body that your body will pull from your bones, your pancreas, your heart, and keep it in your blood serum. We want to look at the red blood cell. Is there magnesium around every cell? And we know that number has to be 6.3 or above. And oral synthetic magnesium simply cannot do that. And so that's where soaking is key.
That's awesome. I love that. And I think this is something that I am so excited to take into my practice, because, you know, there's different products, and of course there's different grade supplements. You know, you can get the generic ones, you can get the ones that are more, you know, third-party tested. They even have like reacted forms of magnesium. And usually I always, you know, send my patients to use those. But the way that you're explaining it makes so much sense, because it's not just, it's not just one thing you're treating. It's a plethora of things. It's essential literally for every cell in our body to be fed with magnesium to do what it needs to do. That's amazing. I'm excited to bring this to my practice. I'm excited to bring your products to my practice.
And think about this. You know, I talked a little bit about the stress that my family was under. And the last 2 years, we've had collective stress as a society. And when our stress levels go up, our magnesium is pushed out through our urine. And so is what happens, magnesium and calcium need to work together. And instead of creating a magnesium-rich environment, we're in a calcium-dominant environment. And that right there kicks us into fight or flight. And when we're in fight or flight, we're not healing. We do not heal in fight or flight. And to be out of fight or flight, we need that magnesium-rich environment. And that's where I get a little triggered when I see someone say, oh, you need to take this much magnesium. Your burn rate and my burn rate are completely different.
Right.
My eating choices today, this morning I had the opportunity to get outside and I dug around in the dirt a little bit and I got some sunshine and it was glorious. And my stress levels came down and I took some really deep breaths. And because of that, I'm not burning through my magnesium. Now, the day before, it was a little stressful. My magnesium was burning a little bit faster. That is such an individual process. No one can tell you how much magnesium you need. No one. There's too many layers involved in that. So understanding your own individual burn rate helps you take your power back. And you're not dependent on the government giving you your recommended daily allowance. You're not dependent on a doctor saying, this is how much it is. You're taking that responsibility yourself and saying, this is where I'm at with magnesium on my RBC, and this is how much I have to soak to stay at that 6.3. And that's how you discover your personal individualized magnesium burn rate.
That's so exciting. I'm excited to try it. And as you're saying all of this, I'm kind of like laughing inside because I did a hair mineral analysis on myself, probably like in the crux of like at the pharmacy, giving shots, coming home like a mad woman, literally like bursting into tears out of exhaustion, like back in the fall. It was a really, really, really stressful time. And I did a hair mineral analysis on myself and my calcium levels were like, okay, here's the end of the chart. Like, I don't even know where they were. They were so elevated. And it was basically my body was in fight or flight. Like my adrenals were so fatigued. I was coasting on fumes. I literally was coasting on fumes. And I even started a magnesium supplement orally, but I don't think I got great. I mean, maybe it did something, but not great results. Definitely still felt a lot.
Not enough.
Right? Exactly. So I wish I would have known you back then and knew about topical magnesium and the difference because I'm really excited to try it. I'm excited to bring it to my patients. I think this is fantastic. I think what you're doing is fantastic. And I think that being able to learn from your own health is one of the most powerful things that you could do. I actually just co-authored a book, Creating the Functional Medicine Revolution, and with 15 other clinicians, we all wrote our story on how not only we changed our own health through functional medicine, but also how it changed the trajectory of our career, where as a traditional, you know, retail pharmacist in an independent pharmacy, now that's my part-time job. And I work in my own functional medicine to help people, you know, find a more natural way through, whether it be nutrition or supplements or topical magnesium.
You know, that's my favorite kind of person to go to. One that has had their own journey, because there are things on that journey you cannot learn in a book. You cannot learn sitting in a classroom. You literally learn it through life. And that's my favorite kind of functional medicine doctor to go to, that has that life experience and the book knowledge, and they put it together to help you create the very best version of yourself and what's happening in your body.
That makes me feel so good. Thank you. Makes me feel proud of my accomplishments.
Well, I think your proudest accomplishment was right before we got on air and you were talking about your dad and you called him my person. And as a parent, like, it is now my goal. I want my kids to look at me and consider me their person. So to me, that's the biggest accomplishment you've ever had, is that relationship with those people around you. And magnesium helps enrich those, because when we are in that calcium dominant state, we're more reactive. When you're in a magnesium rich environment, you're not as reactionary. And so when you're in that reactive mode, it's hard on relationships. And so being in it, it not only affects your body, but it affects the quality and the connection to the people that we love.
I'm so excited to try it. I'm so excited to bring it to everybody in the family. Everybody's getting magnesium foot baths. So how do you use the product? How do you use, can you share with everybody how the products work? What are your favorite products? And which ones do you see the most success with?
We have four different products. We've got the magnesium soap. We have the magnesium spray, the magnesium lotion, and the magnesium muscle cream. The magnesium soap is the only doorway to get to cell saturation.
Okay.
The muscle cream will not do it. The lotion will not do it. And the spray will not do it. A lot of people think, oh, spray. And it's not enough to get you there. So we want to walk through the door of soaking in magnesium. Now, the muscle cream is our number one best-selling product, and it is incredible. And people love it, and it can help maintain your levels, but it cannot get you. And so I like to see people soaking, doing the 30-day challenge where they soak every day for 30 days, get those numbers up. And then they need to determine, how do I hold my numbers up? Now, the magnesium lotion was created when my first grandbaby was born, because acid reflux in a baby is magnesium deficiency in a mama. You need magnesium to shut that sphincter valve. And so I was seeing acid reflux, but it's not appropriate to take that brand new baby with that fresh acid mantle on their skin and soak them in magnesium. So the lotion was created for babies. So it has the least amount of magnesium in it. And then the muscle cream has more. It's a cream, that suspension, and the muscle cream can hold more. It's mentholated, so it's great pre and post workout. The spray is great if you're traveling, have a calf that's cramping or something like that, shoulders that get tight. I have a spray bottle at my desk when I've been at my desk too much, but the soap is the gateway to cell saturation.
Okay. And as when we're doing it, it's just you just soak your feet, right? To the ankles?
Yes. Soak your feet. Only the bottom of your feet need to be in contact with water. You can add more if you want, but only the bottom need to be in contact. And you need 1/4 cup for adults. You need 1/8 cup for children. And we did thermal imaging testing and found that in 20 minutes, the majority of people had utilized 80% of the elemental magnesium in that soap. Wow. In 45 minutes, they'd utilized approximately 98%. So I always, and this is one of the things I learned on my crash, is I want to do things that I put the minimal in that I can for maximum output. Because we all are so busy and there's lots of things I want to be doing. And I don't want to be that person who just focuses on her health. I want to create health. So I'm climbing trees and playing Hot Wheels with grandkids. And so I soak for 20 minutes.
Okay.
Now, some people are bath people. I enjoy a bath. And so when you're doing a bath, you use the same amount. Some people think, oh, do I need to use more? Absolutely not. You cannot absorb more. You're wasting your magnesium if you use more. And we still need that 20-minute soak. But here's what we found. I've been helping women get to cell saturation for 20 years. And I've had this group of women that couldn't get there. It's like, what is happening? And we know that Sometimes it can be a boron deficiency. Sometimes it can be a taurine deficiency. Sometimes it's just too much sugar, you know. So, but we'd looked at all of those things, and there was still this handful of women that couldn't move their numbers. And guess what we discovered? They were all bath soakers, and they would get in the bathtub. And what do you do when you soak in the tub? A lot of times your feet pop up on the end of the tub. I would think, gosh, my whole body's submerged, but it's your feet that are uptaking the magnesium through your body and pumping it through your system. So if you do soak in the tub, drop your feet. We want that magnesium going up through your body. Just drop your feet, keep your feet in for 20 minutes. You still need the same amount of time. It's not more effective in the bathtub. Sometimes it's more convenient, though. The temperature of the water doesn't matter. I thought I'm a water snob on what I drink. I thought the quality of the water would make a difference. It doesn't. Obviously, we want to, you know, use the best water that we have access to, but 20 to 45 minutes is ideal.
That's awesome. And then one last question. So when people are looking to check their magnesium levels, can they just get this done like as a blood test? What's the best way for you to check your magnesium levels? Like, and how like often should you get them checked?
Okay. So Western medicine does not have access to the test. That's why we love you, functional medicine, because most functional medicine people will have the ability to run a magnesium red blood cell. That's the name of the test. Now, I also recognize we don't have enough of you functional medicine people, and some people don't have access to that. So I've used Walk-In Labs, which is a lab that you go to online and you pay for the test online. You search for magnesium red blood cell Walk-In Labs. You pay for the test, and then you go to a lab in your area and they will upload that test results usually within about 48 hours. But you do need to check if you use that option. I had some clients in South Dakota. She bought it and then realized I have to drive 6 hours.
Oh my gosh.
To have this test done. And so there's two options. You can do LabCorp or two options. And so before you purchase your test, check and see in your area which labs are closest to you and around you. And the test is good for 6 months. And I like to see people testing after their 30-day challenge. I used to have people test before, but when everybody comes back deficient, I would have maybe 1 in 1,000 people that came back with a 6.3 or above, and they'd actually been soaking in magnesium beforehand and didn't have a lot of health issues. And so I quit wasting time and energy on testing my numbers beforehand. And if you can and you want to, that's great, do it. But the important test is after that 30-day challenge, we want you at a minimum of a 5. And then after you've done your 30-day challenge, within 3 days of ending your 30-day challenge, get your magnesium tested. And then that's going to help you determine how often you soak. So for example, if you came in at 6.3, you probably only need to soak 1, maybe 2 a week. If you came in above like 7.1, once a week is going to be awesome for you. If you came in at a 4, we need to figure out what's going on. What's triggering inflammation here? Do we need to add some B vitamins? Do we need to add some taurine? Is boron deficient? What? There's something off. If you're 5 or below, there's a big crack in your foundation that we need to go in and just investigate and start asking questions. If you come in at 5 or above, 5 to 6.3, usually 2 to 3 times a week is what people need.
That's awesome. That's such great information. I'm so excited to share this with my clients. I'm so excited. I want to run like a 30-day challenge with my clients and be like, all right, who's doing it with me?
We do challenges all the time. I always do a 30-day in January after the holidays. We have lots of birthday celebrations and things in our family. So I always do a 30-day challenge in January, and then I always do one in August, because we know magnesium boosts vitamin D, becoming active, being utilized in your body. And I want to go into the fall with strong vitamin D levels, because I know in the fall they'll come down a little bit. And so those are the two times that I do 30-day challenges. And I also do them if I've had surgery, because surgery, the anesthesia depletes your magnesium levels, or if I've had nitric oxide at the dentist, because nitric oxide depletes your magnesium levels.
Interesting. Very interesting. Such great information, Kristen. Thank you so much for sharing everything, for sharing your story, your very courageous story that, like you said, you know, sometimes you have to go through hell literally to get on the other side. And now look how many people that you're helping because of what you went through. So I thank you for that. And I thank you for being on today.
Thank you for letting me come on, sharing about a product I'm really passionate about, and giving me life goals with my kids. I am going to be their person. I am going to live in a way that they can say, my dad's my person, my mom's my person. You've just given me like new filter of life goals of what I want.
Oh my gosh, that cracks me up. It makes me so happy. It makes my heart full of joy. So I can't wait to have you back on again, because after I experienced this, I want to talk about it again.
Let's do it. Yeah. You will have different questions, because once you soak, different things will happen. And so I'd love to come back on and talk about, if this happens, it means this. If this happens, it means this. And magnesium literally shines the light on what your body needs. So I'd love to come back on, do another podcast after your 30-day challenge, and dig a little deeper into how we course correct what's happening through magnesium.
All right. That is awesome. I'm in. I will definitely be in touch.
Great. Great.
All right, Kristen, thank you so much for being on today.
Thanks for listening. Find us on social media, on Facebook at The Wellness Pharma Chick, and online at our website, balancedwellnesssolutions.net. Check back weekly for new episodes. Until next time, take care of yourself and be well.